More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It's a cloudy Wednesday. Great to have you here on 1320 WILS. 76 at the moment. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Tonight, former U.S. Senator Tom Coburn will be right here on WILS. He's a doctor himself. We'll break down his thoughts on the American Health Care Act, if he would vote for it himself if he were still in the Senate. Also, there's an ongoing effort in Canada to store nuclear waste within 1 mile of the Great Lakes. We'll hear about the effort to stop that tonight. But let's begin with this strange news today. The Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, after being largely blamed for the city of Flint's disastrous switch away from the Detroit water system to Flint River. Today the MDEQ suing the city of Flint. Melissa Mays is with us here on WILS. She's a Flint resident, and she's the founder of the group What Are You Fighting For? WhatAreYouFightingFor.com. Melissa, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you for having me.
What is this lawsuit all about by the MDEQ?
The very people, you're right, you nailed it, the very people that made the hasty decision to switch to the Flint River with no preparation, none of this, and shoved it down the city of Flint's throat is yet again trying to force another water contract down our throats. And this is after they'd also signed the KWA contract for the Caradonnie Water Authority, the pipeline that was the trigger for the switch. The state had made all these disastrous choices. Well, now they're forcing our city council to vote on a 30-year contract with Detroit. And here's the thing, we want to stay on Detroit because it's safer and we don't want to go through another water switch at all. But forcing a 30-year contract when not all the questions have been answered is a huge red flag. And again, we're still under state control, and we've seen it this week to where our mayor and the city council voted for a moratorium on the tax liens for unpaid water bills so people don't lose their homes. And the state went ahead and overturned that. They said it's perfectly okay for you to lose your home for not paying your poison water bill. And so we're still under state control, and now this is another form of stripping away our voices and our democracy, and we're just in shock because they're suing for something that hasn't even happened.
Okay, why do you think this lawsuit then came about?
Because the state had helped broker this deal with Great Lakes Water Authority and the KWA, and they just want to push it through. They want to shove it through without everybody being on board. And I have a lot of questions. I mean, some of the
The KWA, this is the system. This is a new system set up to bring water from Lake Huron, right, directly to Flint?
Yes. Okay. It's going to pipe in 70 miles of untreated water into our water treatment plant, which is nowhere near up to date. It's going to take $58 million in years, and we don't want to use it. We don't want to be on this. It was a terrible, hasty decision the state made for us, and so now we want to stay with Great Lakes Water Authority. We want to stay with Detroit, but we also need to understand all the terms, because some of them are contradictory, and some actually violate the Caradonnie Water Authority bylaws. So there's just a lot of questions that we have, and there's nothing in there that protects public health and safety. So for the state to say, well, if you're not going to do what we want you to, we're going to sue you to force you to do what we want you to, it's just insane.
But I'm trying to understand, the state wants Flint to be on the Caradonnie water system or the Detroit system?
The Detroit system, okay. The Detroit system will be paying the Caradonnie Water Authority credits, and we don't even understand how that's even possible. Basically, okay. Like, it violates the Caradonnie Water Authority bylaws. So we're just wondering how this is going to happen, and what happens if we do get poisoned again? What happens if something happens with Detroit? We're just obviously, understandably, very skittish about a 30-year contract with something that we still don't. I mean, the public hasn't even seen the agreement yet. We don't have access to that, so what are we going to be paying for and signing on for 30 years? It is terrifying, because, again, these are the very people that poisoned us with their terrible decision-making. So, and also with the lawsuit, they're trying to bring in the settlement that we had made back in March, and within that settlement was the EPA emergency order, which said that no water switches could be made without proper preparation and testing and the water treatment plant being up to date, and it's in our settlement that the city and state still abide by that. Well, they're saying that by the city not signing this contract, they're going to be in violation with that whole EPA order. Okay. But that EPA order is for water switches, and this is This is not a switch. So I guess I'm confused. I'm not their lawyers. I don't know where they're coming from. I just know our lawsuit. And so today when we found out, we're all just sitting here in shock going, well, that's the MDEQ doing what they want to do again. Well,
they said in a statement, the DEQ says, the quote, the city council's failure to act will cause an imminent and substantial endangerment to the public health in Flint. And what do you agree?
We have no idea. No, not at all. Because, I mean, there's no water switch. There's no anything. It's just they signed a 3-month short-term contract, and they want them to sign a 30-year contract. So no water source is changing. So there's no threat. And I think it's really funny that they're talking about, you know, a threat to public health when we're still living in the largest public health disaster that's man-made ever in the history of anything. And they're still not addressing the bacterial concerns. So I think it's funny that they're saying this. They're saying that it's something that hasn't happened is a threat and a danger to the residents, when what's still happening is the actual danger and threat. So most of us are sitting here scratching our heads going, what?
Now, Melissa May is with us here, Flint resident Melissa May is on 1320 WILS. In terms of addressing the public health concerns, I mean, how active would you say the DEQ is in Flint right now?
They're not. I mean, they're still just basically testing the samples for copper and lead, and that's it. They're not sampling for bacteria. They're not sampling for the other contaminants like the phosphoric acid levels or anything like that in the homes. They're still not testing bathing and showering water. So they're not. So again, they're making this decision from afar, and they're not listening to the Flint residents or our elected officials. So it's kind of the same situation over and over again, where it's the same decisions from above without having any involvement by the people that it will actually impact.
Okay, so as a Flint resident, if you want to reach out to somebody in DEQ to talk to them, how do you go about that?
You can try calling and seeing if they respond to you. And then, of course, me being in the lawsuit, I would be referred to my attorneys to go to their attorneys and wait and see if we get anything back. But yeah, they didn't even notify us or our attorneys that they were going to be issuing this lawsuit or this threat, even though they're including our settlement in it. I'm like, shouldn't you have told us first that you were going to be trying to use that?
How's your settlement? You said it's included in it. How so?
Because inside the settlement, it says that even if Trump dismantles the EPA, that the city and state still have to abide by the EPA's emergency order that they put into place January of 2016, which basically says if you're going to make a water switch, it has to be done properly and safely. So it has nothing to do with a water source in general. It just says you have to follow the EPA's laws to protect the citizen. And this isn't even talking about, the lawsuit's not even talking about a switch that's happening. It's a switch that may or may not happen. Right. And right now, everybody doesn't want a water switch. Nobody wants the water switch.
Right. Well,
so
it's,
we don't
it
even know.
Like,
they're suing for something that hasn't happened.
Yeah, it sounds like everyone's on the same page there, right? The state, Flint,
absolutely.
And so on. No, you're going to stay on the Detroit system. So the old Kerry-Gandy system, what was there any point in building that looking back now?
No, well, of course, because it was going to be privatized, so there's a lot of money to be made there. In the emails, they had called it blue money. And then, of course, the industrial companies, DTE, General Motors, wanted that untreated water, but it's just not safe for human beings because our water treatment plant couldn't possibly treat anything at this point because it's so outdated. And so it's a danger to human lives, but, you know, profitable for companies that wouldn't have to strip the treatment chemicals out of it to use it.
Melissa Mays here, 1320 WILS. One last thing, Melissa, how is your lawsuit going?
It's going well. I mean, we have to fight every step of the way in the settlement to make sure everything is done correctly. But service lines are being replaced, and again, it's only one piece. The other lawsuits for the damages are oddly enough being fought against by the state, and their excuse is saying that basically we waited too long to figure out that the state was lying to us about the quality of our water, and that the very fraud that people are getting charged with is being used as the defense against our damages lawsuit. So it's also a big, huge, just mind blower.
Really? Has there been any talk of a potential settlement number for the damages at all? Or?
Not at all. They won't even hear it. The state just fights and delays. Okay. So obviously the Justice for Flint thing means nothing to them.
Yeah. What are your attorneys, what are they telling you? How long is this whole thing going to take?
Not a clue. I mean, honestly, the right thing to do would be to settle with the people that you know that you've injured and damaged so they can rebuild their homes and get medical care. But that's not the course that the state of Michigan is choosing to go with. So who knows how long this will take.
Melissa Mays, she is a Flint resident, lives in Flint. And how long have you lived in Flint, Melissa?
Since 2016 years, almost 17.
Okay, so you moved to Flint from somewhere else?
Yeah, Southern Indiana. My job, actually, at the time, I was a certified financial planner. They transferred me, and thanks for that.
Wow.
But I love it here. Of course, we never could have foreseen the poisoning, so that changes things.
Melissa May, she's the founder of the group What Are You Fighting For? It's whatareyoufightingfor.com. Melissa Mays, I saw that there was a Flint City Council member named Eric Mays. Is he related to you somehow?
Not at all. No. He's a Flint native, and no, there's no relation.
Just wondered on that. Hey, Melissa Mays, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Thank you.